Senators are making speeches today for and against Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Tomorrow, they're expected to vote on ending debate, which would move the nomination forward for a full vote, what's called cloture. But enough Democrats have said they won't vote for cloture, they'll filibuster, that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says he'll use the nuclear option, change the Senate's rules, so that instead of the 60 votes needed with cloture, only a simple majority of 51 is needed. But it's rarely used because it also removes the filibuster, which leaves the minority party no leverage in the future. This morning on the floor of the Senate, Republican Chuck Grassley blamed that on Democrats.
So at the end of the day, the fact is that if Democrats insist on a filibuster, Republicans will insist on following the practice of that senators have followed for more than 200 years, and that is not to filibuster, have a partisan filibuster for somebody going to the Supreme Court.
In other words, change the rules instead. Senator Chris Coons is a Democrat from Delaware who announced Monday he'd join the Democrats' filibuster, which again triggers the rules change. Senator Coons, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, to the question many are asking, are Democrats making a mistake? Gorsuch is a conservative, replacing the conservative Justice Scalia. The next opening on the court may be a more liberal seat. Justice Ginsburg may retire. Without the Democrats having the filibuster and being in the minority, what leverage do you have to force the Trump administration to possibly make a more moderate choice?
That's a great question, Robin. When the Judiciary Committee met on Monday, I was careful to say that I will join the filibuster unless we can find some way, Republicans and Democrats, to come together and to reach a binding agreement that gives us confidence that the next nominee to the Supreme Court will be more of a consensus pick, where there will be more consensus and more consultation between the president and Democrats and Republicans. That is the long tradition of the Senate. The reason that previous justices haven't been filibustered is that there was more consultation, there was more consensus, and there was frankly more trust between the parties. You just played a quote from Senator Grassley this morning where he suggested that there is a 200-year history of no partisan filibusters against Supreme Court nominees. I don't know what happened over 7 months to prevent Merrick Garland from getting a hearing or getting a vote. But that was nothing if not a partisan filibuster. I know many on the left think this filibuster is a great thing and are celebrating the opposition to Judge Gorsuch. But the reality is, looking forward, we, I think, are going to be looking at a Senate where the ability to work across the aisle, the ability to reach any agreement, and the ability to slow down any future highly partisan Supreme Court nominee will be less and less.
Well, first of all, the Republicans wouldn't say they're breaking the rules. They would say they're changing the rules as is laid out in procedure once they don't get cloture, once, you know, the minority party, in this case the Democrats, vote against cloture, against the straight up and down vote. So they feel they're just going by the procedure that your Democratic vote unlocked. And again, people ask why, given that there is so much to lose for the next vote on a new nominee. And some are saying, I'm looking at Nan Arryn of the Alliance for Justice. She said today in the New York Times, Republicans could abolish the filibuster the next nomination as well. Democrats
That's
have
right.
nothing to lose. This is about keeping the momentum of your base going. Is that a part of it?
Well, Robin, the key issue that you're highlighting is that if we can't trust each other now, if we simply confirm Judge Gorsuch and trust that they won't break the filibuster on the next nominee, we're in a place where that trust has been badly frayed by the mistreatment of Merrick Garland. We are in a place where both the far right and the left are very engaged, very mobilized. I got thousands of phone calls opposing Judge Gorsuch. I know that Republican colleagues got thousands of phone calls in their offices urging that they take extraordinary measures to make sure they force him onto the court. And that's one of the contributions to this division in the Senate today, is that over the last 30, 40 years, there's been a steady politicization of choices to the Supreme Court. So this is not new.
Well, Senator, we have to let you go, but I want to make sure we're clear. Are you saying that Democrats decided to go this route because there was talk of not going this route, and that Democrats decided to because you didn't get any sense from Republicans that there would be any kind of consultation for the next nominee?
Well, Robin, I can't speak for the whole Democratic caucus. I can speak for myself. Over the last few days, I've met with or spoken to more than a dozen of my colleagues, Republicans and Democrats, trying to craft some sort of an agreement that would allow us to get past this moment and have confidence that the rules would not be broken on the next Supreme Court nominee and that there wouldn't be a filibuster of the next Supreme Court nominee. And we just could not get there.
Chris Coons, the Democratic Senator from Delaware, thank you.
Thank you.